When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
The Phoenix Police released a case update to NBC News today. I haven't released this update out of complete terror that my father will hear it and do something irrational or dangerous once he hears this news. But now that the news is out, I want you all to hear it from me. In December of 2018, I learned that the Maricopa County Attorney's Office asked the Phoenix Police to present Alyssa's case for prosecution, but they told me that the police never responded to that request. In January of 2019, I had a meeting with Commander Christina Gonzalez of the Phoenix Police Department. She told me bluntly that they would not be presenting murder charges against my father to the county for Alyssa's case without more evidence. This recording will be played in full on this podcast. But for the first time ever, I didn't sit and cry in their offices. I told her I disagreed completely with her decision, based on many cases in Maricopa County that were tried and won without a body. I told her that I would continue to get media coverage, that the meeting was a complete waste of everyone's time, and I told her good luck when Alyssa's story makes it to Netflix. About a week later, I received an email from the Phoenix Police Department stating, quote, "Sarah, we are submitting Alyssa's case to our prosecutor's office for charges against Michael Turney. I do not have a timeline available for you as to how long this process will take our prosecutor. We will be in touch once we hear from their office," end quote. All of this will be covered in the excruciating detail you are familiar with in the next few episodes. But I had to get on here and say thank you to each and every one of you that has listened. Thank you to each and every one of you that has followed Alyssa's case on social media, reviewed this podcast, sent me a message, sent me art in the mail about Alyssa. And thank you to everyone that shared her story. Because whatever happened between them telling me we can't help you to we are pressing charges could not have been done without all of you. From the bottom of my heart, I love you all. But we can't stop now. If you follow me on social media, you've probably heard me say that Alyssa's case needs you now more than ever. And that's because it does. Justice for Alyssa hangs in the balance now more than ever. And I cannot and will not stop fighting for her until our father is finally in handcuffs. Thanks to all of you, we have won this battle. Now please help me win this war so we can finally get justice for Alyssa.